Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Our buddy, our former co-worker, now voice of the Magic, Jake Chapman.
What's up, Coach?
Hello, Jake.
Coach Chap, I like that, Andy.
Well, it's the way you're breaking things. It's the way you're breaking things down. Like back in the good old days when the three of us would just talk about everything and we would just, you know, ridicule and do things that you shouldn't do and just, you know, bust, you know what. And so all of a sudden, now we can ask you questions like, yeah, you know, when they try to run a 1-3-1, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, oh, Coach Chap is in the house.
Chalk talk with Chap. I love it.
Oh, that's even better. I think we've got a podcast for you.
I got a better name. It's catchier. You ready?
Yeah.
Chappie's Chalk Talk.
Ooh, love that.
Yeah,
love that. We're workshopping on the air. This is great radio, I'm sure.
Yeah, we're going to have a meeting later about
you
this.
You never stop producing. That's great.
You remember those meetings?
Jeff, you weren't there last week as we wrapped up the interview. Andy asked me what I missed most.
Yes.
About being a part of the show, and I couldn't think of anything. It took me a long time. We ran out of time.
Yeah.
And then as soon as I hung up the phone, I thought to myself, those post-show meetings, that was exactly the answer that I was looking for. I missed those the most.
I mean, the wisdom you got from Poobah while you were here obviously have catapulted you to the great lengths of your career. It's been outstanding.
For sure.
Yes.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Obviously.
So,
what's up, guys?
I got ridiculed yesterday. You ready?
Okay.
You know what I got ridiculed for?
Any number of things, I'm sure.
Yep. Saying that the Magic would play better. By the way, because there's no S on the end of Magic, is it, you know, the Magic, you talk with them in a singular way or you go plural?
Right.
Anyhow.
Yeah.
I said the Magic will play better. And I think the Magic will win one of these games. I said, have a strong win, a double-digit win. And I got ridiculed for it. And my thought is this. I still think the Cavs are going to win the series. Sorry about that. And there's no way the Magic will shoot as poorly as they did in the first two games. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's a young team, so we know what young teams typically do at home versus out on the road, and that was the case this year. The Magic were 29-12 at Kia Center this year. In fact, 29-11, because one of those home losses was in Mexico City. That was technically a home game. And look, that, I mean, you guys saw and you heard that place was rocking Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse in games one and two. In fact, I had Terrence Ross on the broadcast with me. He's doing analysis for the postseason. And he was talking about how the court is a little elevated in Cleveland. And he always just hated playing there. He played in 2016 with Toronto in the conference finals. He said it's one of the worst arenas. If you're not familiar with the sight lines, X, Y, and Z, and especially in the postseason, when the fans are on top of you and screaming and it's electric in there, it's a really tough place to play. So with a young team, we've played much better at home. I think obviously some home cooking, being comfortable, all of that stuff. And then we've got guys, Jalen Suggs specifically, but who really, you know, Mo Wagner, who really get energized by our home crowd. And it's going to be the first home playoff game since the 18-19 season. The last time the Magic were in the playoffs was in the bubble. So I think it's been kind of bubbling all year. I think it'll be a very electric atmosphere, and I do expect us to play much better. Does that mean we're going to make, you know, 45% of our threes? Who knows? Like, the shooting has been pretty bad all season, and it's been very bad through the first two games of the series. But, Jeff, I don't think that's crazy. I fully expect the Magic to play much better. And the big thing for me is getting off to a better start, right? Like, before the first TV timeout in both games 1 and 2, we're 0-for-5 from three-point range, and we're down 10 points. I hope that won't happen tomorrow night. I don't expect it to, and I think that'll be a good start to at least, maybe getting a lead in the series. The Magic have not led through 96 minutes of basketball, so that would be a start.
Is that a byproduct of the jitters? Is that a byproduct of the Cavaliers playing better than they've played in a while, being able to play underneath the basket? Or can they stay this cold shooting at home? I'm talking about the Magic. Jeff and I are both really surprised at how inefficient they've been shooting the basketball, and they put themselves in a weird – I mean, let's face it, it's a weird spot. The Magic hold a team under 100. They normally win those games.
Yeah. I mean, the Magic have held a team under 100, postseason included now. I believe it's – let me do the math. It is 25 times this season, which – Minnesota might be there, but they're the top two teams in the league at doing that. And they're 21-4, and half of those losses have been the last two games.
Right.
In today's NBA, you hold the team under 100, you expect to win that game. But, Andy, I mean, credit Coach Bickerstaff and credit the bigs, obviously. I think rebounding has been a big issue. That was the issue on Monday. The offensive board, Jared Allen's averaging 19 rebounds a game. That can't happen. So you got to get a little bit tougher. But I didn't really think it was a big jitters thing. Because we haven't been a good shooting team all season. Like, I got on the postgame show on Saturday and I said, we played Magic basketball for better and for worse. And that means that we defended well. We did all the things that we've done all season long to keep you in games. But we haven't been a good three-point shooting team all season. We haven't been a good free throw shooting team all season. And turnovers have been an issue. And those things cropped up in both games 1 and 2. I think you have to give a lot of credit to the bigs, obviously. The Coach Bickerstaff, the plan is just to dare Orlando to shoot threes, and they have to keep doing it. And I think if you see a couple go in early, then you loosen the defense, and now Paolo and Franz can get into the paint. But until you knock down a few threes, it's going to be a short series.
Jake Chapman joining us. He's the radio voice of the Orlando Magic and our former coworker here at 92.3 The Fan. Andy and I talked about the Cavs' offensive work in games 1 and 2. And Jake, it's what we've talked about all year. Donovan Mitchell's your guy. You didn't seem to force anything else, and you look to the big guys. It worked almost to a T two straight games. If you're Orlando, what do you do against that? And if you're the Cavs, can you do that? And can Darius Garland, and I don't want to say take a back seat, but allow that to happen. And let's just say he has it going. Can Donovan Mitchell back off a little bit and allow that to happen? Because I thought the big guys were key for the Cavaliers in both games 1 and 2.
Yeah, they were huge. And it was, so Donnie gets, 14 first-quarter points the other night, and then finishes with 23. He was 2 of 10 from three-point range. They're guarding him with Gary Harris to start, and the Magic switch a lot. But the idea of having Jalen kind of chase Darius Garland around and then being able to be Jalen Suggs and being able to be sort of a wild card in the half court defensively, jump passing lanes and come up with deflections and steals. I think you'll continue to see that. I think, the way the Magic are defending the Cavs, I don't have any issues with. Again, they've held them under 100. I think the hot starts, and Donovan Mitchell's had a big part in both of those in games 1 and 2, have really propelled the Cavs' offense. But I think defensively, you're pretty comfortable with what you're doing. I think you got to figure out a way to draw the bigs away from the bucket. And I think, and we talked about this last week, Jeff, I think if Mitchell gets 35 or 40, but nobody else kills you, you'll probably have a shot to win that game. I don't think that's the strategy going in, but I think it is. I think you have to make sure you limit, the role players from knocking down threes. I think the bench has been really good for the Cavs on both ends of the floor. I didn't think Niang could defend the way he has in games 1 and 2. He's a smart defender. He uses his mouth and he's, everything between the ears works for George Niang. And obviously Okoro has been good. I think LeVert's been pretty good on both ends as well. We got to get our role players going, and that is, it's not really answering your question, but to me, the big thing is, mitigating the bench and the role players, which I think the Magic have done a pretty good job of, and getting something from Cole Anthony, getting something from Joe Ingles. Mo Wagner's been our best player, frankly, and I'm not sure you're going to win a series if your backup center playing 17 minutes a night is your best player through two games. So I think defensively you feel comfortable with what you're doing. The Magic need to use their defense to create more offense. They need to force more turnovers, get out before the defense is set, get some shots up in early offense, and go from there. That's been the formula.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All season.
Jake, would you rather see the it's interesting because I just noticed this over the last two games, and I've really enjoyed these games now, maybe because the Cavaliers are having success. But
yeah, shocker.
I know. But I'm just watching this thing, and I'm going, I kind of like watching this game being played underneath the basket rather than kicking everything outside for a three in every moment. And, I mean, I've kind of enjoyed that. Watching, you know, because Jared Allen's looked really good. Evan Mobley's played outstanding. I'm watching these guys get active in the game. And to me, I don't know if you want to call it old school or not, but I kind of enjoy this game a little bit more than just constantly kicking it out for a three. And if we miss, okay, well, we'll go down, we'll play defense. They'll miss their three, and then we'll come back the other way. It's a return, I think, for me to watching basketball that I love. Maybe I'm insane.
No, I mean, look, I think the playoffs, we all love the playoffs because of the ratcheted up physicality.
Yes.
I prefer a 100-98 game every once in a while. I mean, I think watching the Pacers and the Hawks for seven straight games, like that's not very fun, in my opinion. Now, you know, I think ideally we're scoring more than 90 points and making it a little bit tighter. 86 points is a little, I mean, it's been pretty frustrating on the call watching wide open three after wide open three clang off the rim. But look, you know, credit the Cavs, as I mentioned, that's been kind of the mentality. When you have 2 7-footers and especially two guys as good at guarding the pick and roll as Mobley is with his size and blocking shots and protecting the rim as Allen is, you want to lean into that strength, and especially against a team like us, who our strength is Franz and Paolo getting in closer to the bucket than they have been. It's worked. And so I think, you know, if you're JB Bickerstaff, you don't tinker with it on that end. And then offensively, like, we got to hit somebody. I mean, Jared Allen is, it's not like they're dumping the ball down into the post to him time in and time out. He's getting a whole bunch of the 50-50 balls have gone Cleveland's way. So he's just outworked anybody we've trotted out there. And I do think there's something, like, we made a change game 82, put Jonathan Isaac in the starting lineup. Yeah, he's a great defender, but it kind of has messed with the rhythm, I think, a little bit of the starting five and of the bench. Now Wendell Carter Jr. is playing with the second unit, and, you know, pick and roll, setting screens and all that stuff, it's all based on timing and space on the floor, and it just doesn't look like the team is comfortable as far as the bigs go. So that's been the big key of the series. Donovan Mitchell is the best player on the floor, but it's too low in my opinion because of the bigs. They've been outstanding.
I agree with you on that. Jake Chapman joining us, radio voice of the Orlando Magic. Magic come back to win 4 out of 6 games in this series. How?
Well, making some threes would help. I think you have to trust you have to trust what you've done so far and trust that it's going to be different tomorrow. Like I got asked yesterday if they need to alter the approach as far as the threes go. Like, do you need to figure something else out? Okay, they're packing the paint. Do you need to just attack anyways? And to me, like, the only thing worse than taking and missing a three is not taking it at all. Like, you have to keep the defense honest in some way and draw those guys away from the bucket in some way. And the only way to do that is by hitting threes early in the game and loosening the defense up a little bit. So I think status quo on one end, if you keep defending the way you're doing, you're going to be in the game. But you have to – I mean, it's simple, but you have to make threes. It's a make-or-miss league, and we are missing far too much right now.
Jake? We'll talk to you later on in the series. Thank you, buddy. We appreciate it very much.
Hey, great Jake. Stuff. Jake, you're
and
not.
There's a meeting after the show. Yeah. You want in?
Should we Skype you?
Yeah, can you zoom me in?
Yeah, we'll.
Yeah.
We'll do a little FaceTime.
Yep.
Yeah, but then you know what you're going to hear.
What's that?
You know exactly what you're going to hear.
Andy's calling for this. Brown? Hang on,
Jake. You're a moron. You know you're going to hear that.
Oh yeah. Well, that's great.
Thanks for your time, buddy.
Okay.
I was thinking more Browns talk.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Jake Chapman joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.